Coming up in Jamaica House Weekly, PM secures extensions for Denham Town, Zoza and St. Catherine North State of Public Emergency, opens region's first Festa Factor Training Center, and announces new 3 miles bypass. These stories and more today with me, Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Commuters affected by the closure of the 3 miles road in St. Andrew will get a new $1 million bypass road by the end of October. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the 1.4-kilometer road will run alongside the existing railway track in the area and link Chesterfield Drive off Spanish Town Road with Marcus Garvey Drive. The new thoroughfare will have 2 lanes.
The works will include drainage improvement with the installation of pipes and culverts along the actual road and on Chesterfield Drive, the installation of temporary traffic signals at Marcus Garvey Drive intersection, the removal and relocation of GPS poles, and creating wide turning radius for tractor trailers at the intersections.
Mr. Honus was speaking at a signing ceremony on Monday between the National Works Agency NWA and China Harbour Engineering Company CHEC for the construction of the road. The project will also include the construction of a dedicated bus bay, a Bailey Bridge to make the connection to Marcus Garvey Drive, and sidewalks for pedestrians. Meanwhile, the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations ZOZO is to be extended by another 3 months. Prime Minister Andrew Holness moved the resolution in the lower house on Tuesday, requesting the extension of the zone to January 2 next year. The ZOZO was set to expire on October 2. Mr. Holness says the measure continues to be welcomed by residents, adding that more support must be given to the security forces and the related initiatives.
Our resolve must therefore be greater than the resolve of the criminals. And we must demonstrate the resolve to take extraordinary measures in these abnormal circumstances. And we must show as a collective, as a parliament, that we have the stamina to sustain the measures that have been working.
The Prime Minister also secured the extension of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Police Division for another 3 months to January 2, 2019. Also on Tuesday, Prime Minister Holness expressed his congratulations to the new Prime Minister of the Republic of Haiti, Jean-Henri Seyan, who was appointed to the post on September 16. In his capacity as chairman of the Caribbean Community CARICOM, Mr. Holness expressed the CARICOM's commitment to continued partnership with Haiti. He also underscored Jamaica's commitment to robust cooperation for the advancement of the regional growth agenda and for the shared prosperity of both countries. In the meantime, on Wednesday, Prime Minister Holness officially opened the region's first FESTA authorized and certified training fact center at the Caribbean Maritime University CMU in Kingston. The state-of-the-art facility, which is the result of a partnership between the CMU and a German training institute FESTA Didactic, will deliver international certification in industrial automation and mechatronics. Prime Minister Holness says the opening of the center depicts the national outlook and commitment of the government to develop the country's human resources and make training institutions internationally competitive.
The FESTO Center, or the FACT Center, will have the capacity to train and certify over 4,000 learners per year. That's significant. The career opportunities are vast and varied for FESTA-certified graduates, who will have global currency with the dynamic blend of a professional and academic qualification from an internationally recognized entity.
And the Prime Minister joined friends, relatives, and well-wishers on Thursday in paying tribute to former Cabinet Minister Easton Douglas. Prime Minister Holness read the first lesson at Douglas's funeral service on Thursday. Mr. Douglas, who died on August 26th, following a long battle with cancer, was accorded an official funeral by the government. The service was held at the St. Andrew Parish Church and his body interred at the St. Dorothy's Church grounds in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. And that's it for this week's program. Join us next Sunday for more of the news stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.